CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Words and phrases like humility, compassion, people's pope, and messenger of hope are all being used to describe Pope Francis, who died this morning, weeks after his hospitalization for double pneumonia, and just a day after what turned out to be his final public appearance. Like many, New York's Cardinal Timothy Dolan watched video of Francis riding the Pope Mobile through St. Peter's Square Easter Sunday.
Barely raised his hand yesterday. He could barely speak. He couldn't do much, but what he was is a child of God, created in God's image and likeness, destined for all eternity, given the high office of the successor of Peter. What he was so much more important than what he could do.
In Rome, reporter Rich Lamb says the Pope was true to himself to the very end.
He ignored doctor's orders. The doctor said, well, you have to spend a couple of months recovering. Instead, he went out among the people, and that was part of the message that he had as Pope. He said that priests ought to be shepherds, and they ought to smell like the sheep.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The Vatican's church bell tolling 88 times for every year Pope Francis was on this earth.
He's now at peace, and I just feel immense gratitude for all that he gave to the church.
Catholic theologian Tina Beattie, according to his wishes, the first South American pope, this cleric who remained famously humble in word and deed, will be placed in a simple wooden coffin and lie in state for the faithful to pay their respects.
There will be 9 days of mourning for Catholics around the world, and next month, a conclave in the Vatican to elect Pope Francis's successor, Fordham University's Father Thomas Massaro.
They do have rounds of voting. It will take multiple rounds. You have to get two-thirds majority, and Pope Francis was elected on the fifth round back in 2013. So I expect multiple rounds of voting, and again, that's about 3 weeks from now.
Another possible Pentagon security breach on what was supposed to be a secret chain of messages using the Signal app. This time, the chat about U.S. attacks on Yemen didn't include a journalist, but rather the defense secretary's wife, brother, and attorney. Pete Hegseth hasn't denied that it happened, but this morning he blames the media for reporting what he and the White House call a non-story.
As they peddle those lies, no one ever calls them on. See, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me.
The president's spokeswoman says Mr. Trump stands strongly behind Hegseth. The Dow is down more than 900. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to freighter at Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. Abbott Labs, already employing many Kenosha County residents, plans to hire 200 more workers in Illinois as part of a $500 million expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park are set to open this year to boost domestic production. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta for major road construction. Detours will be posted. The city aims to reopen the road for summer events. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. So our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for game two. Milwaukee losing game one over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Oh! those songs you waited for the band to play at the Friday night dance, right? So you can slow dance? Yeah, I was there. Been there, did that. WRJN.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop
myself. Lightning striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, she's in my mind.
Lightning striking again.
castle in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. I love lightning and striking again. Lightning and striking again. Again, again, again.
Peace.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. What a great song. Gladys Knight and the Pips. And Dan Marcus here. Heads up, tonight there is a Lyrid meteor shower, which means you're going to, without, if we don't get cloud cover, and we might, but if we don't, you could see up to 20 meteors an hour streaking across the sky. Should start about 10:30 tonight and go until dawn. It's kind of a heads up, and I'm hoping we get clear skies for that. Just wanted to pass that on to you tonight, starting again about 10:30-ish or so. I'm Dan Marcus, reminding you that big deals are available 24/7 online. You can go shopping for deals, big deals, and enter to win 4 club seats to a Milwaukee Brewers game. No purchase necessary. Baseball's a big deal. So are the big deals at WRJN.com.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Chain, yeah.
till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them mourning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know what I call Don Rosen? I call him Mr. Plugged In, because he knows what's going on. And tomorrow, he's got a guest on his show talking about the open house coming to the 16th Street Studios at the Racine Business Center. That's tomorrow morning, Don Rosen.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Billy Joe Royal, and here comes Stuart J. Waddles, no connection, with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was needed after one of the police chases in Racine this weekend. On Saturday night, a fleeing driver ran a stop sign at Victory and Lathrop, crashing into another vehicle. A 72-year-old man in the car hit was critically injured and flown to Fraidert. We're working on an update on his condition. A 36-year-old suspect is now in custody. Early yesterday morning, a driver that took off from police was tased after he stopped near a home on Saxony. They already employ a lot of people living in Wisconsin. Now they're likely to hire even more. Abbott Labs plans to hire 200 workers at their Illinois facility as part of a $500 million U.S. expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park just across the state line are set to open this year. The medical device maker aims to increase domestic production despite tariff pressures. Area Democrats will gather in Racine come May. Racine's Infocinos Banquet Hall will host the first Congressional District Democratic Convention Saturday, May 3rd. State and local leaders like State Senator Bob Wirch and Racine Mayor Corey Mason are set to speak. Outgoing party chair Ben Wickler will address attendees via video. People will be able to hear from candidates seeking to replace Wickler as head of the state party. If driving to the draft is what you're doing, make sure you get up to speed on the goings-on in Green Bay. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says check 511wi.gov for traffic conditions and plan for extra travel time. Hundreds of thousands of fans are expected to travel to Lambeau Field in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. WisDOT warns that construction is starting up for many highway projects, and motorists are reminded to slow down and avoid distractions, especially in those work zones. Significant road construction projects that may impact travel include construction on I-41 between Appleton and Green Bay and on I-41 between Military Road and Fond du Lac and Highway 26 in Oshkosh.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl.
through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Looking Glass, Digging Brandy. Know what I dig?
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
once contained a Milwaukeean. Among their ranks, Milwaukeean Reed Kaling was a member of the Grassroots. WRJN.
I keep on dancing for we
not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Paul Harvey, and the rest of the story. Paul dishing the dirt on royalty at 12:05, minutes from now on WRJN.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Tomorrow, when he looks down.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Knowing